are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so we are talking with Pastor Manya about the joy of selfless service, serving with a side of joy, and we want to talk about why, what is in it for the giver, what is in it for the person who's actually offering that service. My pastor, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Pastor. And I look forward to having this conversation with you throughout this coming week. Let's start off. In fact, let's start with a word of prayer. Would you please pray for us?
Thank you so much. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the gift of life today. We know you have prepared us with a daily portion of your bread that you've granted us. And even as we enter into this discussion about the joy of selfless service, we ask, Lord, that may the Holy Spirit inspire us and lead us to the depth of this conversation, that we, not only us, will be blessed, but even others that are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor. Now, if you would be so kind as to share with us, what is the most unexpectedly joyful act of service that you have ever done?
I think among the many would be helping out a stranger, somebody who would never expected to be helped. So I account this moment where somebody was struggling with carrying things. Mm-hmm. No, we are in a society where people expect to be paid for helping you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I remember encountering a person who had quite a number of items to carry, and I offered to carry those things for them, mm-hmm. Up to the point of their convenience, and They were shocked because of that act, and they were asking, how much is it? And I sincerely said, nothing, I don't need anything, I just saw you struggling, mm-hmm. and I realized that you needed help, and that's why I extended it to you, because you really needed help. So that's one of the striking moments in my life, where somebody expects to pay something,
yeah.
And let alone not even sure, because we are both strangers, you know, like I said, we are living in this strange world where somebody would offer to help you, but in the end you don't know their manipulative thought around it. They run away with the good, and possibly maybe demand even much more. So that I could tell from the reaction that this person was really overwhelmed with the joy to say, wow, I never really expected that such kind of help can come to me when I was struggling this.
Yeah, wow, that's beautiful. Now, but Pastor, why is it that we often associate service with duty, though, instead of delight? It's like it's a burden. It's something I have to do. It's not something that I want to do or look forward to doing. Why is that?
What comes to my mind is I think most of us require a reward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That expectation of a reward is something that blinds us to really have the real joy of service. Mm. And, you know, when you say, I have worked for it, mm-hmm. you are demanding a recognition. You are demanding some kind of acknowledgement. And now, in our narrow sense of it, it may require a certain payment of sustenance. Okay, so I cannot just waste my energy for nothing.
Yeah.
So it has to be reciprocated with something that I need. And this really kind of gives us a limited thought of the realities of life. I see life as an existence, as a coexistence of service, where you really don't need to do something for you to get the best, to get maybe a payment for it. there are certain things, yes, that will require such kind of recognition, but it should be very clear from the onset that that is not necessarily the only way life goes around. The joy is in you being of presence, being of help to somebody who is technically in need of your strength, if I may use, may say it in that way. And this is where service really makes sense, because service is not an expectation of payment, but it is a reward of service to somebody who is not even deserving, but you just find yourself to be of relevance to them in that particular situation they may be in.
Sure. And so how can we then learn to serve others without, you know, without secretly expecting that reward, that pat on the back? Is that even possible? Can we be that selfless? Is that something we can aspire to as selfish human beings?
Well, I like the part where you've included the aspect of selfishness. And this, as long as we are not aware of selfishness, then we will not appreciate the value of service. Because when you speak of service, service is selflessness. Mm. Yeah, and selflessness doesn't demand payment for it. It's your core existence. That's who we are. We are of service to each other. Okay, we are of service to each other. We are of helping hand to each other, and whenever we help people or help somebody, it is not a call for a trumpet announcement. Mm. No. It's not. In fact, the satisfaction that should come to us is that, wow, now I appreciate that I've found an opportunity for me to live as a normal human being.
Hey.
Yeah. To live as a normal human being, to once more exercise what it feels to be a normal human being, who can be there for somebody and extend himself or herself, as long as I am capable of satisfying or meeting the point of your need, then I am available to do that.
Yeah.
That joy, that satisfaction of saying, wow, so human beings can really live like this. And it doesn't break any bonds. It's just causes this zeal of satisfaction within you that I have done at least a right thing. Yeah, I've done a right thing, and I've done it without a conscious really of suggesting that I really have to expect a certain recognition out of it. No, I've just done it because that's what it means to live.
It's kind of like what they say when they say you can't applaud a fish for swimming. That's what it does. That's what it was created to do. And so if we accept that for ourselves as human beings, that we are supposed to serve, we must be living those kinds of lives, then we don't expect to be applauded for it.
Definitely. Because, you know, we find ourselves frustrated when we expect recognition and people don't.
Yes.
You know, you can extend help, you can extend your gesture of kindness to somebody, and you find that the very person who you have done it to doesn't show any appreciation. You see that? So such kind of expectations really may cause us to shun being of help to others, because your point of reference is that when I do things, I am not recognized for the good works that I do.
Hey.
But you forget that you don't need to do good things for others to recognize you. You do things, good things, because you are to do good things, because the nature which we need to be is to be good. It is to be good. Yeah. And people will not really appreciate your goodness. But the key focus is, have I done what is good? And yeah. if I have done it, it will bring that detailed satisfaction in me that, wow, I am keeping track of doing what is good, in spite of people appreciating or not. I still am doing what is good.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Now, what does Jesus' attitude in John 13 teach us about serving from the heart? We see Jesus washing his disciples' feet. What are the lessons that we get from that passage and from that experience about serving? Hello, Pastor, do we still have you? All right, it looks like we're having some network challenges there once again, but we're just trying to reconnect with the pastor there so we can have this conversation. We're talking about selfless service, the joy of selfless service. And right now we were just about to take a look at the example that we get when we see Jesus washing the disciples' feet. What are the lessons that we get from that experience when it comes to, you know, as it relates to selfless service, Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, humbling himself to that level. My pastor, are you there?
Yes, please. Sorry for that interruption.
No worries. So you were just about to tell us about Jesus' attitude in John 13 as he washed his disciples' feet. What does that teach us about serving from the heart?
Spending time to read John 13 and picking out one, of course, we can pick out these characters, Jesus and the disciples. The question of human attitude towards service is visibly seen in the conduct of everyone that is there. Mm-hmm. As Jesus comes, the perfect example of God, of who God is and the reflection, the true reflection of God's glory, and coming in human flesh to live out the attitude of who a human being should be, who is created by God, and what kind of attitude they should have. We see that most of the times what we call as service in our minds is actually pride. Mm. Yeah, it's actually pride because it's highly selective. There are certain places where it feels it's convenient for me to do this because I am of a particular status. Mm. When I graduate to a certain status, I cannot do this. No. Mm. No, these kind of things, no. You know, it's like you have a helper in a home, okay? You have a helper in a home. You forget that this person is just a helper because you have possibly in your time schedule, you have clouded yourself with activities which cannot allow you to handle such works. Right. Then you begin to look at your helper as somebody that is of low value, of low importance. Yeah. Then imagine the helper withdraws and says, okay, fine, if you think I'm useless, I am nothing, okay, let me go. Let me withdraw and fit in and show yourself that. Yeah. Then you realize that you really needed them. That low, seemingly low position, in fact, was the most important aspect of your schedule. Sure. Because they provided a certain necessity which you overlooked and thought maybe this is something that is small. And this is what Jesus brings out, if I can compare. He brings out such kind of a mindset and even says, if you are to be great in the kingdom of God, you have to be a servant. Mm. Yeah. You have to be a servant. If you are to be great in the kingdom of God, you have to be a servant. And he demonstrates it, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He demonstrates it by being a servant, even below one. Mm. And I can imagine the minds of these disciples who felt moving with Jesus, they had this high recognition. Yes. Now these are the disciples. because these have stopped doing the low jobs. they can't do low things. No, those are for certain classes. Them, they have graduated because now they are with Jesus. And Jesus reminds them to say the basic principle of what it means to be in the kingdom of God is if you are capable of serving to the lowest, even lower than a servant, then you are good in the kingdom of God.
Yeah,
then you are great. If your mind can reach a point where you can do, you can be of service even to the lowest, even below, lower than any recognized servant, then you are great in the kingdom of heaven. And that really shifts our mindset clearly because we begin to understand that the kingdom of God is not how high you are, but how low you can get to be of quality service to other people.
Amen. Amen. Sure, that's powerful. Beautiful. I love that. Now, Pastor, as we're coming to the end of our conversation for today, how might shifting our mindset toward joy change how we serve in everyday life? In fact, I wonder if we need to shift our mindset toward joy, or is there a way that the shift happens naturally as we serve? What, how does that happen?
Yeah, I'm reminded of a thought where he says, the more you serve him, the sweeter he gets.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. The more you serve him, the sweeter it gets. And mindset really is key in everything. Yeah, mindset really is key in everything. And this is where we fail to understand. Philippians, Paul says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's a change of mindset.
Amen.
There should be a transition of mindset. There is already an existing mind which we have that gives us a certain world view on how things can be done and should be done. And there is a realistic mind of God that fits in all aspects of human existence and operation. Mm-hmm. And this mind of God is seemingly foreign to us. It's foreign to us because when it brings out certain pointers of how you can experience joy, how you can experience happiness through service, it doesn't really fit to our state of understanding what it means to be of joy because of our selective attitude. Our selective attitude when it comes to service. And this is what we really need to understand, that if we are to really achieve what we need to, mindset change is cardinal. Mm-hmm. Mindset change is cardinal. And what kind of mind are we looking at? The mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ in us, it is a mind that reminds us that if you are to understand and appreciate life, life without service is not life at all. Joy comes in serving and not really being served.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the more you are able to recognize the needs of others, mm-hmm, and be present for them, then you begin to see how relevant you are, mm-hmm, and begin to see how your seemingly needs, the needs that crowd your mind to say, let me have a self fence around me so that I can just be getting and not giving. The more you begin to see that, in fact, my life only makes sense for me to have. It comes by me being of service. To give, then I will have. If I just receive, I will know, and not give, then I will not have anything at the end of the day.
Wow. I think that's beautiful. I think that's a beautiful way for us to begin the conversation. I look forward to continuing on speaking about this as the week goes on. Like you've mentioned, that it's not an easy thing for us as human beings. It's not something we can do in our own flesh, because we are just instinctively selfish. So I'm looking forward to talking more about selfless service, how it's possible in our lives, how we can find joy in it. But for today, thank you so much for the time you've shared with us. I look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. I hope we'll not have network challenges, but I'll be there on time so that we can enjoy the conversation of joy on the joy of selfless service. I really appreciate it.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you. Good day.
Goodbye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.